Actually, this is the message today. God is good. Amen. So I have a couple very exciting good news and also some other things to mention with you to pray about. Last week, Sunday, just a couple minutes before the Farsi Bible study started, I received a phone call from my sister in Iran, and she said, my dad is in hospital. And I guess some of you that been in Sunday 6 p.m. service, you heard that I asked you, please pray for my dad. So he wasn't saved that time. I guess now you know what happened. He's still in hospital. Amen. Hallelujah. He got saved. Amen. So I had, God provided the time, the perfect time for that. We had a video call on WhatsApp. I shared gospel one more time, and I said, Dad, this is special time that God wants you to hear this message one more time, and please think about this. And he couldn't respond very clearly because he was just in so much pain. But what happened? When he heard me explaining the gospel and everything, so we were speaking on WhatsApp, right? It was a video call. So I opened the rear camera, I opened my Farsi Bible, and I showed him with my finger. So, Dad, please read this with me. So we read a couple different verses. And it was amazing because it wasn't his first time hearing that. So he was filling the gap that I was thinking about, okay, which word should I use? But so, for example, there's a saying in Farsi that we say there is a solution for everything, but there is no solution for death. So I was trying to get him to that point, saying that there is a solution for everything, but there is no solution for death. But he said, didn't you say Jesus Christ solved the death, so I don't have to die? So he knew it all, but he was just stubborn. And he needed that right moment, and that right moment for him was hospital. Yes, so for me, I needed to be drug addicted. So God used that addiction, right? So every single of us are different. But sometimes when you get the very exciting good news, there is another side of that. Maybe not that pleasant or something, right? Maybe you don't just... It make you bitter against God. So this week was really challenging for me and for all my family because there was a mixed feeling of the whole situation. Right after that my dad got saved, he was in hospital for almost a week, and nobody was taking care of him. It was the high-end, very expensive hospital in Iran, but nobody was taking care of him. But right after that, just a couple hours after he said yes to Jesus Christ, an open door we saw, a hospital that was special for his problem. He's infected in his both legs. So the other hospital, which he needed to be in wait list to get there, they accepted him in a couple hours. Amen. And doctors are very specific about his problem. They know what they're doing. Right after that, when he had his first surgery, doctor said everything is fine. And my mom, after almost a week, had a chance to go home and rest for a couple hours. She fell down and broke her wrist. And my mom is saved for a couple years now. And nobody is there to take care of them now. So you can imagine, I'm here, a couple thousand kilometers far away from my parents, hearing very good news and also something that to pray about, right? At least we say it like this here. Maybe other people have other interpretation. They call it sad news, bad news. We don't have any bad news here. We have things to pray about. Amen. Amen. But the message today is about how to remember God and what to remember about God. Let's pray all together and let's ask God to prepare our heart for this message. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for you, for being for us, for being there for us. We thank you for your word and for your goodness. Today morning, we want to hear from you, not from me. And please hide behind your son's cross. I don't want to talk. And I want you, Father, with your Holy Spirit, talk to all of us and teach me and teach all of us how to remember you and what to remember about you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So please open your Bible in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. This is Old Testament. Numbers 15, 37 to 40. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of, borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. Make fringes. I don't know if you are familiar with this word. Do we have the slides? I guess. Yeah, do we have? Sure. We're going to show you, I'm going to ask Brother Kevin, please, show you these pictures from fringes. This is something that they had to put on their garments and also everything else to remember God. And this is for something for us, because we have something in our nature. We are forgetful. We forget everything. We forget things that we see. And what about God that we don't see, right? We can't see God with our eyes. So how we remember? This was the system that God told Israelites. Put this everywhere so you remember me.
Good.
Right? By the way, this is the same thing that we read in Matthew 9:20 about that woman had a problem of bleeding. We can read that in Matthew 9:20. It says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. I checked the word hem. The translation is fringe. It's the same thing. So this was to remember God. Now, what we have now? Do we need these things? You may ask Brother Yasin, do I need to put fringe on my garment to remember God? No, we do not need that because we are changed. So you may ask, okay, I've heard about the theory of mutation or something. Did that happen to us in the New Testament? No, but the state changed, the state of God's theology, God's plan, it's complete now. It wasn't complete in New Old Testament, but now in New Testament, it's completed. It's done. So we can read John 14:26. Let's see what the system is now for us to remember God. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, whose name is this? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He shall teach you all things. By the way, Holy Spirit is a He.
Amen.
Amen. shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Yes. Amen.
So, Holy Spirit reminds us of things that Jesus Christ told us.
Good.
Where do we have it right now today? It's here. The Word of God.
Amen.
So if tomorrow somewhere something came to your mind, said, okay, go jump off of cliff, that's not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit
right.
has only one thing to say, and it's here.
Amen.
The inspired Word of God. It's not gibberish.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So now what's the state of human? We are reconciled with God.
Amen.
What's reconciliation? It's something that comes in contrast of fight, war. So if you're not saved today, if you didn't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, I have a news. I don't know what you want to call it. You are in the state of war against God. And you better know that there is only one way to reconcile with God. And that is accepting Jesus Christ. So where did I get that? Okay, let's read that. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 18. Please open 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. What is this all things? This is war with God, the state of war with God. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So we are reconciled with God, and now we are living to be reconciled with even our brothers and sisters. So this is the system. We do not need this anymore to remember God. We remember God because we have the Holy Spirit, because the sin is paid full by Jesus Christ's blood. And now we can talk to God when we pray, and we can hear God by reading his word.
Amen.
Amen. But the enemy has also his own system. He does everything to get under your skin, to make you bitter against God, to doubt God. Right? He puts up his best system, his best arrangement to get you hate God. Because he hates God. He hates everything about God. We are created in God's image. So by nature, he hates us. And now, if we are saved, he hates us even more. Why? Because his first enemy, who's God, is reconciled with his second enemy, who's us. So he's really mad now. He puts up the best system to get us bitter against God. This was my challenge. So let me preach to your brother Yasin's inner man. It's first about me. I'm talking about myself. I was thinking about this, and I know this. He does everything to get you doubt on at least 8 things about God. So I have my whiteboard here. We have a version of Farsi Bible study today. I want to use my whiteboard to write some notes for you. I got it, Brother Kevin. Thank you. I appreciate it. Can you hear that? Can you see this? Thank you. So the very first thing we should know, and we should never ever doubt about this, is God is good.
Amen.
We should not ever let him make us doubt about this one. And we will get back to this. Okay, where do I know this? Definitely here, right? Holy Spirit never ever advertised anything about God on buses or billboards. Please open your Bible. Psalms 34:8. We learn about God is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Amen.
So he's worthy. He is trustworthy. Also, we can read 2 Samuel 22:31 about God is good. 2 Samuel 22:31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. His way is perfect. Amen. Second thing, God is omnipotent,
Amen.
Meaning he is almighty. Please open your Genesis 17, verse 1. Where do I know that God is almighty? It's all over this book. I just chose one.
Right.
One verse.
Right.
And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, it's Genesis 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, meaning 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. So he is almighty, he is good, and if you walk with him, you will be perfect. I'm not perfect. It's a process, right? So I'm not claiming that, but it's a process. So, second is, God is almighty. Never, ever doubt about this one. Do not let the enemy make you doubt this one. You all of us have to trust God always. So, number three, God is omnipresent, meaning he's always present. If you have a question, is God there for me? He is for you. He is there for you. God is always present. Okay, where do I know this one? It's from Exodus 3:14. It's all over the Bible, but only one verse I chose. You can find your own verse about this one. Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am hath sent me unto you. So I am that I am. He is the great I am. And we know I am is J. This is Jehovah, right? Jehovah. J is I. And Jesus is I. And Sus in Greek means Savior. So I am Savior. This is Jesus. Amen. So he's always present. Number four, God is omniscient, meaning he is all-knowing. God is all-knowing. Forgive my English. God is all-knowing. How do I know that? You can read Proverbs 2:6. Proverbs 2:6, please. For the Lord giveth wisdom. If he doesn't know all, how he can give it to me? For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So we know that God is all knowing. Number five is very important. God is just. We should never, ever doubt about this one. Because based on the Bible, the God of this world, the God of this world, who's controlling this world, the world system, is Satan. And he does things in a way that he gives money to one person, and he doesn't give money or wealth to another thousand. And that thousand people are looking at that one and saying, there is no just, and there is no God. Or if there is a God, then probably he is not just. But based on this book, God is just.
Amen.
We can read Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his way are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Just and right is he. We should not ever doubt God. We should not ever God's being just. Another verse that shows us God is good, also almighty, also just, we can read Job 34:12. Job 34:12. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. So he is just, he is almighty, and he is good. Number 6, God is the creator of all. God is the creator. How do I know that one? Your very first verse of the whole Bible. Please open Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
Amen. He is everlasting, the creator. He is almighty, and he is all-knowing. Please read Isaiah 40:28. This is a key verse. Isaiah 40:28. By reading this, we'll know God is everlasting. God is the creator. He is almighty and all-knowing. Hast thou not known? With a question mark. How do you know that? Or how you don't know that? Hast thou not heard that he everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Who can doubt that one, right?
Amen.
Amen. Number 7, God is love and he loves us. This is your God is love verse, which is 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed. We have known and believed. So how you can believe if you don't know? Let's learn these. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love.
Amen.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So this is the reason that we do not need the garments, because God is dwelling in us. Now, we are not mutant, but because there is no sin anymore, because he paid it all, we do not need that garment fringe, right? God lives in us.
Amen.
Amen. And number 8 is we should continue in the Lord. Continue in the Lord. Never give up. And this is the theme of Anchor Baptist Church 2024. We should continue in the Lord. Please read 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Okay, now I have a question. which whom thou hast learned them. Brother Yassin? No, Brother Yassin learned these from the book.
Yes, sir.
From Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So he is teaching us all, right?
Yes.
Amen. So Holy Spirit is saying this today. Don't let the enemy make you doubt on these eight things at least. You can add to this. You can add to this list. God is everlasting. For example, this is your number 9, right? He knows all. This is all we know. But the first one is very important. Let's say there is a God. He's almighty. He's always present. He's all-knowing. But what if he's not good? What if he's not good? What's the situation then? Because I would run away from that God, right? He is good.
Amen.
He is good. If there is no one taking care of my family, he is taking care of my family. Because he is always present. If my hands are short, he is almighty. He can take care of them. I'm not saying it's none of my business. I'm saying when I can't, he can. When I'm not able, he's able. I don't know even how to help them. I don't even know. I don't have the knowledge. But he's all-knowing. I don't know who to blame, but he's just. He knows who to blame. Right? Amen. So, and after all of this, this is not easy, by the way. We are reconciled with God, but the enemy is leveling up the game, right? So now we are fighting him. Who? The enemy. But not by our own power, right? So I have nothing. But God is almighty. He is in our side.